Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
We're back. And, Joe, you know, vaccines are shortening lifespans. According to Joe, listen to this, to the CDC. And so here, the CDC vaccination knocks up to 24 years off a man's life. So we'll be back. Listen to it and take notes. Be right back.
Hey there, friends, family, and loved ones all. This is a book I put out recently, and I'm going to bring it up to date because what's happening today is also happened back to many 20 million people affected. 98 million people received from the CDC admits 98 million people were given cancer from the polio vaccine in 63. It killed my brother, as I'll get into, and it's severely compromised me. And this was back in the 60s because it has a latent effect. It's in you, and then it stays in you, and then it gets activated later. And this is the same thing that's happening today. So this is an article on... the long-term consequences of COVID-19 are being released. A year ago, doubly vaccinated Australians were 10 and 3 quarters times more likely to catch Omicron than the unvaxxed. Now they're 20 times more likely, and triply or more vaxxed are 35 times likely, as the latest show below. All right? So, meanwhile, the latest Cleveland data, latest analyst Bo Sterling, a former insurance analyst, announced the damage caused by each vaccine dose and lessens over time. It continues indefinitely. What? And it continues indefinitely. In fact, the CDC case mortality showed that each vaccine dose increased mortality by 7% in the year 2022 compared to the mortality in 2021. So if you had 5 doses, then you were 35% more likely to die in 2022 than you were in 2021. If you had 1 dose, you were 7% more likely. And if you're unvaccinated, you were no more likely to die in 2022 than you were in 2021. And this is because this is the magneto spike proteins causing a lot of this killing machine. I mean, what else are you going to call it? And then the phenomenon of sudden deaths being seen all around the world can be traced back to one cause, the age-accelerating effects of spike proteins. They lodge inside every organ of the body we know, and once they're there, they transform a person from a young to an old, from an old to a very old. This is why young people everywhere, including in-shape athletes, are dropping dead of cardiac events. And it was also one of the doctors that showed that the spike proteins were actually having razor blades in them, and they were actually cutting up the athletes when their blood levels elevated. That was causing them to die. So research calls this spike protein endothelial disease and describes stage 1 called spike protein progeria syndrome. Consider this much the shock of being submerged in freezing water, being blasted with fire. There's instantaneous damage, inflammation, coagulation, and all the accompanies and an insult to the endothelium. And here's the article I'm referring to where I'm getting this information from, and just to further the conversation. The results in the study show graphically above demonstrate that the more doses of the original vaccine you took, the more likely you were to catch COVID. COVID doesn't exist. It's all made up, so you can't catch it anyway. So you got to question a little bit of this. In other words, the original COVID vaccine not merely is ineffective, it's actually anti-effective. It is therefore not a vaccine against the present strain of COVID. It is an anti-vaccine. It damages your immune system in dose-dependent manner. The more shots you take, the more damage you will have done to your immune system, and it lasts a very long time. And a person more likely to die at a rate per jab per year is a slow-acting genetic poison. And so that's what they're getting into, a genetic poison. And this is the calculated loss of life expectancy, yada, yada. But what I wanted to connect that with was my own experience that I wrote about in this book, Slow Kill here, which I have on free PDF. And I cover in the chapters, and this is from the late 50s, 1950s, early 60s, and 98 million people given cancer, incurable symptoms of post-polio vaccine syndrome. And they're telling you that, you know, oh, if you had the vaccine and then, you know, you're getting it later in life. I never you know, it's not about getting the polio, it's about getting the vaccine. And they're saying, oh, it was because you had the polio. No, I never had the polio. I only got the vaccine, and it's taken out my legs, and it killed my brother at 38, leaving five children. And it's always, there's an event switch that causes this to be activated. And so I'll put the book in there, but what I wanted to get into was how the delivery systems work and how it ages you over time. So it's called post-polio syndrome, a disorder of nerves and muscles. It happens many people many years after they had the polio, no, after they had the vaccine. PPS may cause new muscle weakness. People with PPS feel exhausted. Cause is still not clear. Yes, it is. It reactivates later. Okay, so another area of investigation is the virus sleeps in the nervous system. Up to 20 million people, survivors around the world, have new disabilities 15 to 40 years after the original illness.
All righty, folks, we got to take a break and get the number out. First, I want to say thanks to, was it Gene? Gene in Pittsburgh pledges $300, and he's asking folks to, he's asking people to match it. Gene in Pittsburgh, folks, $300. Let me see. Gary in Minnesota, 50. Tyrone in San Diego pledges 100. Karen in Pennsylvania, 50. Anonymous in Pennsylvania, 100. And Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
One and all, yes.
All righty. 888-677-9673. We're still 6,300 short of our goal. So, folks, we got to hear from you. Go ahead, take us back.
Symptoms usually start between 24 to 40 years after the original vaccine ingestion. They may appear from 10 to 70 years after. All right. And what you get from this and what I have, it's been a slow degradation. It decreases your, it's degenerative at 1% a year. So that's why I call it slow kill. It's been degenerative with me for 10 years now. The most widely accepted muscle weakness, progressive weakness, tiredness, yes. Pain in the muscles, yes. Muscle shrinkage, yes. Trouble swallowing, yes. Breathing problems, yes. Sleep disorders, yes. And sensitivity to cold temperatures. I have all these. And I put this out there, and many people are also recognizing these symptoms, and it's totally misdiagnosed. All right? And so they rolled this out over 200 million people, and they celebrated it, and they had to roll it out, but 200 children were died before they gave the oral polio vaccine back in the early 1960s, but they rolled it out anyway because they had the movie all ready to go. Can you name the movie? And if you said Mary Poppins, you're correct. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. If they all got the vaccines, they'd be okay, but Dad didn't, and look at him. He's in an incubator. I mean, this is all propaganda, the same propaganda they're using today. Elvis Presley gets a polio vaccination, the one that event immunization, and it went from 0.6 to 80% in just 6 months. And then Roosevelt had the polio as well. He got it from the vaccine, and then they made him into the March of Dimes poster child as a master mason as well, selling it. And if you don't think they're doing experimentations on humans, just go to the Tuskegee experiments, please, and look at what they did back then to the blacks. But here's how they sold it back then. Again, this is it. They started in the Bay Area, and my mom said it was the happiest day of her life in the early 60s when she gave us the oral polio vaccine released by Sabin, who had just killed 200 children, but they had the marketing for the Mary Poppins movie ready to go, so they released it anyway. And so here's the massive labeling, the massive propaganda. So check this out. You've got the kid in the March of Dimes figure with the polio, and then you got the KO polio jet, a massive, massive C5 jet bringing all the polio vaccines so everybody can get cured, and everybody can get cured, and now we're bringing the military in, total war on polio. Why do they call it a shot? Because they're shooting you. It's a weapon, folks. Here's everybody lining up to get their drugs, lining up to get their vaccines, and then later on, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, it gets activated, and that's the same, even worse, that's going on today. But that's what we're talking about here. And they're targeting the children, and the goal is to vaccinate 370 million children, folks, as they boost the polio to boost low vaccination. So polio is making a comeback. In New York City, they declared a polio an emergency over the polio boost. And this was about 3-4 months ago. And the global polio eradication. So we could see another outbreak in the triple-demic, they're calling now, coming out, which would include the polio coming back out again. And you got Gates from Hell, obviously, in that as well. So the PPS, post-polio syndrome, is coming back, and they're using oral vaccines to make it easier. And then we're going to have poop detectors, folks, so they can check your poop and find out who's got what and what's got what. And this is all in the future. And the other one to be concerned about is the Marburg virus. This is the zombie virus that they may be rolling out. The Marburg will then become zombie-like because it affects frontal cortex brain functions. And they floated the idea of the Marburg virus coming out. And they also, the CDC, has a website for the zombie apocalypse. And Amazon has a clause in their contracts, legal contracts, to say they're not liable in case there's a zombie apocalypse. You know, you can't make this stuff up. And then my story, I'm 66, but 10 years ago, I was going through a protracted divorce for custody. And that motion started my activating the latent polio vaccine. And it started with a drop foot on one leg muscle, as I showed you earlier, exhaustion, fatigue, coldness, sores, that kind of thing. And then it spread to my other foot as well. And again, it took the life of my brother, which I don't want to get into right now. But this was a mass campaign on polio in 1962 in Marin County, where I grew up. And here's the Sabin, 3 drops of the Sabin sugar cube, KO polio. Right. And then the total war on polio funds vaccination programs like a Kentucky Fried Chicken, get your polio shots, the marketing. And then they gave it free to all because it was a safe, effective weapon, a weapon. They're weaponizing it. And they gave it away for free. And what are they doing today with the vaccines? They're giving it away for free. And you see everybody lining up. It's my school down the road for me. And, I'm sorry my parents didn't.
Alrighty. All right. We want to go to Felicia in New York, pledges 100. Michael in California pledges 100. And Mike in Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, take us on back. Yes.
Michael family and all, they just did what they thought was right. And now we know later. So now education is critical. So again, just in closing, you cannot catch a cold. Germ theory is a weapon. It's a weapon. And that's how they're using it against it. You cannot give it to somebody else. It's the microbiome. It's the terrain. It's the terrain, not the germ. Louis Pasteur on his deathbed. It's not bacteria or the viruses themselves that produce the disease. It's the chemical byproducts and constituents of these microorganisms enacting upon the unbalanced, malfunctioning cell metabolism, human body that actually produces the disease. If the cellular metabolism pH is perfectly balanced or poised, it is susceptible to no illness or disease. And this is why Dr. Garcia, Biomagnetism, says if we get our pH up to a 7.3 to a 7.5, this is what they're talking about. You can't catch a pathogen. And that's what we do in Biomag Healing is get the pH up so the body can start fighting and use our own immune systems. And they don't talk about building up our immune systems anymore, eating healthy food, getting exercise. It's take a pill, cut it out, radiate, and get your damn shot. So unfortunately, this is me right here. I've got a sign I put up, injured by the polio vaccine, that I cruise around sometimes and watch the looks on people. You know, we got to speak out, folks. We don't have time. I mean, I was a pretty good athlete, played Division I tennis, competed on the World Mogul Tour, and now I can walk a few steps, but the chair has helped me greatly because I don't get as exhausted. But this is the future of many, many people if we don't wake up in time. And then also Rudolf Steiner said 100 years ago, the vaccinations will eliminate the soul of the child, soul with medicine, all right? And other than 13 billion shots given around the world, not one person that got a shot, not one, asked what was in it. They just obey. They just conform. They just comply. They're just obedient. And then also in the water, I'm going to get into another video on this, but the Hydra in the water, the vax in the air, things we can do to mitigate. So I'll get into this vulgar here in another video, but this is what's in the vaccines, folks. The razor blades are cutting you up. And that's why all these people are dropping dead everywhere. So this is my book, Slow Kill. It's all part of the government. They're all part of Monsanto. They go back and forth. It's all the same team. And then again, they're going after the children, 6 months old, to vaccinate them to 4 years old, and allowing children 12 years old to decide to get vaccinated, and the parents don't have a choice. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage, families, parents? Why are you going in and screaming bloody murder? And then let's make this last connection here. Medicine. This is from, date is that 1999, the future of medicine, DNA altering with the snake going around the caduceus. And look at Stephen Hahn, Scott Gottlieb, Mark Callum. Oh, we're at Johnson Johnson. Now we're at the FDA. Moderna, now we're at the FDA. Pfizer, now we're at the FDA. And this scumbag, Scott Gottlieb, former FDA, joins the board of Pfizer's board of directors. Well, is he related to Sidney Gottlieb, who is the American chemist and spy master who headed the CIA in the 50s and 60s assassination attempts and mind control programs known as MKUltra? You tell me. Gottlieb, now serving on the board of Pfizer? And this guy is the mind control expert who used torture techniques on innocent people? All the same team. And then the drug reps, why do they have the hot drug reps? Because they can sell the doctors. And doctors don't get any, when they start their residency, they don't get any sleep after going through 10, 11 years of college to learn medicine. They go to do their practice and start working in interns and start doing their residency, and they're not allowed to sleep. Why? Because they won't remember a thing. And then the hot drug reps come in with all the drugs, radiate it, take a pill, gut it out, vaccinate. That's all they can do. Do a blood test. And if you think all this is normal for children for 6 years, I am sorry that you think that way, but this is the medicine basic mantra. If we lose a patient, I don't get income. And we also rank the worst. The United States ranks the worst in healthcare, but number one in cost. Does anybody bring that up? Does anybody say the U.S. tops the term in healthcare related to GDP with 17.2% of the country's wealth spent on medical care for every American just to keep you alive enough so they can make enough money before they terminate you? That's the game. And this is old. This is like up to $5 billion now, but they're super restrictive on who gets paid out, and they've already paid out billions and billions for vaccine injuries. And there's no recourse. You can't sue anybody. Nobody's responsible. The doctors aren't responsible. The vaccine makers aren't responsible. The government's not responsible. And again, they did this dark winter smallpox outbreak, June 23rd to 2001, right before 9/11. And it was a major, major operation. Sam Nunn, all these top players played all their roles, and they had media players and everything else representing them. And the planned drill events we know from October 2000, Event 201, October 2019, the pandemic drills of Bill and Melinda Gates from hell. So they roll it out, they roll it out, they roll it out. And so I get all into that. And also the proof of how they're terminating people with the vaccinations. And in closing, I mean, how much more proof do one need? Researchers discovered COVID drug created by Merck is causing virus mutations. 100% of COVID deaths in Canada now due to the mRNA vaccine, new data shows. Government reports and fire documents prove COVID vaccination is causing depopulation. Preliminary investigations, China found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus. Wakey, wakey, all. And then here's Gates from hell. Almost 50,000 children in India paralyzed by the Gates polio vaccine. Nobody's held accountable. Nobody's responsible. And here's Jonas Salk saying, in 1972, before a Senate subcommittee hearing, polio vaccine inventor Jonas Salk testified that nearly all polio outbreaks since 1961 resulted from or were caused by the oral polio vaccine, not polio. And polio, just so you know, was caused by DDT. When they removed the DDT from the soil, from the crops and the farmers, they knew people were going to get better, and they brought in Jonas Salk to sell it. That's how the polio vaccine was created, because they knew it was going to get better and they could market it. A patient cured is a profit lost. So I'll put this book in the show notes. You can order one online on Amazon. If you want a discounted copy, hit me up. I got both black and white and color. But this is very important for us to understand. This slow kill is not going away. And again, it's nothing new under the sun. They've been doing this for a very long time. This was in the 60s, some 50 years ago. And it's still still going on 60 years ago, so still going on today. But I wonder what they've advancements have done to the technology with the slow kill that's causing this to take lives, shorten lives of people by design. And I'll put this all in the show notes. So please share with all, and I'd love to hear any comments you have about this.
All righty, we are back. And folks, you know, Joe, Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone, he's the one that invented the mRNA. He said he invented it. He said it's a bioweapon, okay? It'll kill you, all right? He invented it for the military. The former head of Pfizer, we just played a clip of him on here just recently, who was the top scientist and one of the vice presidents. He came out and they talked about the batches. He talked about how they're making different batches of vaccines. And so some they send basically placebos to some areas, you know, which are placebos. Then they take, they go in afterwards and they take a survey and find out that nobody in this area got sick from the vaccine. Well, it's because they sent a placebo. But then they have other areas, and they said they were 11 times more likely to send the killer vaccines into red states. That's right. The red states got the killer vaccines. People that might vote for Trump, okay, got the killer vaccines 11 times more than the blue states. What does that tell you there alone? And so,
a lot.
Not only that, Joe, but I mean, all of these people like this Lulu and all of them, Gates, these people have this mindset, Joe. There's a mindset amongst them that we have to do this for the good of humanity. There's not enough food in the world. There's too many people. In order to make this world the way it should be, we need to eliminate all of these people. In other words, you know, they feel like Soros and these others, Klaus Schwab and others, that they are the elite, that they're gods, and they have the right to destroy, to murder people, genocide. That's their mindset. And let me tell you, NBC, ABC, CBS, they're whatever they're told to do. Hey, that gives you me the next article here. But before I do that, I want to say that Robert in Illinois, Michigan, matched Gene in Pittsburgh for 300. You got a match out there, Gene, for 300. Thank you. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you. I'd like to get someone to match. Listen, there was three of us this week so far that have pledged $1,000, three of us. I'd like to have three different people out there tonight match our pledges. Can we do that? Can we get three different people to match our pledges out there of $1,000? We really need that. We've got approximately 26 minutes left in this radio program. And folks, when I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell you, we're doing everything we can to stay on the very station you're listening to us on. You know, we went off six stations, but there were a number of others that were very close. Don't let us go off. We've got to keep being the voice of the Christian resistance. For 50 years, we've been the voice of the Christian resistance, and we've stopped many, many things out there, folks. We've been able to do this. We've broken many, many stories, and we've never backed down. We've never compromised. We've always stood our ground. And so we need to help you. We need to hear from you tonight. We need your help at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Okay, Joe, the puppet master. A new report exposes how George Soros' propaganda machine has corrupted the media. The Budapest-born billionaire has constructed an incredible global network of influence. And a new report from the U.S.-based Newsbusters has exposed a vast, vast web of media and activist organizations funded with the millions of dollars annually by billionaire and Satanist George Soros. The outlet bills itself as an online rapid response vehicle for the documenting, exposing, and neutralizing the liberal bias in the media. It goes on, the extensive global influence of the Hungarian tycoon is well known, and Soros himself has admitted on countless occasions, including he boasts about his efforts in Ukraine Soros openly declared his role in promoting the 2014 U.S. orchestrated Maidan coup in Kiev, stating at the time, "I set up a foundation in Ukraine." See, they removed the duly elected president. They removed him just like they did President Trump here.
Right, and like they did in Egypt with Mubarak.
Yep.
It's been happened many, many times before.
Absolutely. And Soros openly declared his coup, his role in promoting the 2014 orchestrated Maidan coup, stating, "At the time, I set up a foundation in Ukraine. Ukraine became independent of Russia. The foundation has been functioning ever since, and I played an important part in the events." Now, lengthy interview with the New York Times in October of 2019, Soros explained, "The arc of history doesn't follow its own course. It needs to be bent." And he was engaged in trying to bend it in the right direction. There you go. George Soros is evil to the bone, right to the bone. He is an antichrist. But the thing of it is, he owns NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. Whatever Soros says for them to say, they will say it. I don't care what it is.
A lot of those district attorneys, that's the reason our judicial system is crumbling, falling apart, not working, is because his billions has bought elections in St. Louis and all St. Louis, Missouri, all over the country. In fact, there are a couple places where one of the ladies, I can't remember which one, 98% of all her donations came from one source, George Soros. And she was able to outspend her competition by, 10 times, and it was all Soros' money. We've been down this road many times. But I want to go back just a sec before we get too far. Going back to the COVID and the stuff we were talking about, we last year talked, there were three pharma insiders, whistleblowers, Alexandra Latipova and Hedley Rees, and they were talking about the how bad the manufacturing process. And then Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief Pfizer scientist worldwide for respiratory pharmacology.
We just played him this week.
Yeah. He reported, we did this last year. Pfizer documents showed that the FDA knew of the death risks. They knew. And then we talked about how the manufacturing process was so bad that an independent analysis revealed a 10,000% viability and potency. In other words, from your having nothing in it to extremely potent, and depend on where you lived, what part of the country, which batch, people got everything from a kill dose to nothing. And this is stuff we told everybody at least a year ago. So the news comes around, but it's something we told them long, long ago.
Absolutely. All righty. Paul in Texas pledges 25. Connie in Minnesota pledges 500. And Dan in Michigan also matched Gene for 300. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, before we get out of time, I want to warn all the families out there that have young men, young women in the military. Remember when they kicked out like 40,000 National Guard troops because they wouldn't take the vax?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Peter LaBarbera,
LaBarbera,
at WND.com, telling the story of a 29-year-old guardsman, Army National Guard, refused the vax. They kicked him out of the military. They took away all his gear, suspended him from service. And this was a long time ago. It was, a year and a half, something like that. And Daniel Horowitz is writing about it in The Blaze. And now Lloyd Austin rescinded the military vax mandates back January 10th here. So this young man gets a notice that he's being called back into service. He doesn't have a choice. It's not like you can come back if you want. You must come back, and it says the Army memo, if you fail to participate in training on or before 20 March 2023 without an approved STA or other exemption, you will be considered AWOL, absence without leave, and may be subject to the military code and military justice or other adverse administrative actions. So all those people that, and also none of them get back pay. They were kicked out. They had to find other jobs. Now they have careers. Their life has been changed. And now they're being forced back in the military. That 40,000 guards that they kicked out was about 13% of our National Guard.
What, Joe, what was his rank when he got kicked out?
It doesn't say in the article. It doesn't say what rank he was.
All right, because if he was a seaman, he was a Navy, right?
This was Army National Guard.
Army, okay. Well, let's just say he was a corporal. He ought to say, "I'll come back, all right, but I want to be at least a major." Okay, he would have a good lawsuit. All right, look, I got to get the number out, Joe. 888-281-1110. I don't see any lights coming up on the phones. 888-281.
You can use a credit card.
Okay.
281-1110.
888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. Lord, I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh yes you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh yes you are. I thought you would go to heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me before I saw in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh yes you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh yes you are. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. You hear me out there? Joe Obama Biden. All right. You don't have a very good disguise either, I'll tell you that now. All right, folks. We got to hear from you. Right now, we need 4,300, 4,300, and we've got about 16 minutes. But we will be here till midnight. The phones will be open until midnight. We need to hear from you. Again, we need to hear from you. 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Looks like Pastor Hal has called in. He wants to give the invitation tonight. Are you there, Hal?
Yes.
A little bit early for the invitation, but you can stay with us. Let me ask you, sir, people said that you really do a good job giving that invitation, but some people say that you can't do anything else. That's all you know how to do.
They might be right.
All right. Well, as long as... whatever you do it with all your might. That's the important thing.
Well, they say there's only one life to live. It'll soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So that's the only thing I can do. It's probably the most important thing you could do.
All right. Very good. Listen, we still need like 4,300. Can you come up with that?
I'll have to look at my piggy bank tomorrow.
All righty. All right, folks, we need... Let's poll. We're a bunch of poor preachers here, right? We have to raise a lot of money, but we don't keep it. It all goes to trying to bring America back to one nation under God, to getting the truth out, to getting everything that the wicked, the dark, deep, dark state don't want you to know. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, I just got a text from somebody. Now, here's what I mentioned before, Joe. This lady always texts me. She says, Pastor Joe's words cut off when he spoke of being AWOL and subject to military. Then we heard no sound.
Oh, on that. Yeah. Hmm. Those guard people, what it was, very simply, they were told that if they don't come back to active duty, they are subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice and can receive other administrative action. So they can be busted in rank, they can be put in jail, they can all kinds of bad things can happen. Well, here they stood up, didn't take the vax. Now there's no compensation, no back pay. This is not America. This is not the way America functions. So if you have a family member, young man or woman in military services, that has been, you know, thrown out of the military, they're going to be called back up.
Joe, you and Hal and I have all been in the military right now. Unless it's changed, once you were discharged, when these people were thrown out, they were discharged from the military.
Were they? According to this article, they were just, how was it put, he was forced out.
Well, if you're out, you're discharged. That's what you call a discharge, right? I mean, if you're not in, you're out. And have you known anyone who was put out that weren't discharged? That didn't have a discharge paper?
Yep. If that's the case, then something's really wrong. They're forcing these people to come back. It's against the Constitution. It's we need to call our congressmen, our senators, and complain. The nation should not do this to its young people. They're going to lose faith in their country totally, and this is going to be terrible, terrible for America.
Well, I mean, what would you expect out of people, out of Austin and Millie, that promote drag queens at USO shows? I mean, would you expect them to do anything right? I mean, look what they've done to our military already.
Yeah, they're destroying it. They're getting rid of our weapons, using up all our ammo. They're turning it into a social experiment of wokeism, which is not going to work on the battlefield. They've lowered the standards, lowered the training. They've done just about, if I were trying to degrade the United States military, I think I'd do just what they've been doing.
That's exactly what they've been doing. That's what they were put there for by Obama, to degrade the military. All right. Mary in Roslyn Heights, New York, pledges 50. Thank you, Mary. All right, folks, 888. We got to keep giving it out because now we're down to about 12 minutes. 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. We need a couple people to match the pledges of who was it that pledged 500? Okay. Connie's in Minnesota pledged 500. We need a couple matches. We want to put Dan in Michigan pledges 300, and so did Gene in Pittsburgh, and I pledged 1,000. We need matches. We need matches. So listen, if you're out there listening to it and you like the program, and then help this poor old preacher. I need to hear from you. All right. We need to hear from you.
We need you all to just prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. We've got a special situation where we can get some stations back, but in the past, whenever a station has been lost, we've never been able to get it back. The slot has been filled by somebody else and replaced, and it's usually something that's not exactly Christian programming.
Well, Joe, and well, of course, on these stations, Salem stations, now you're right, because we've never been able, but Salem promised me, and so far, in all these years I've been with them, they've always kept their word.
This is very unusual. It's very special.
Yeah, it is. They want us back on here. And not only that, but we've been getting all kinds of letters from the stations that we went off of, from the stations themselves wanting to know when we can come back on. And so, And we do want to come back on, folks, but we can't do it. Only the people out there listening, right? And so if we can, you know, get some more pledges in here tonight, we still need about 4,000. And if we can get that in, it won't be, we could be back on those other stations. But even more important than that, if we don't get it in, we might not stay on the stations that we're on. And so we try to tell people before, because immediately after we went off those stations, we started hearing from people from Tampa. We started hearing from people from Denver immediately after. Folks, don't wait. Don't do that. Help us right now. We only have 1 week out of the month. 1 week. The rest of the month, we don't even mention money, do we, Joe?
No, we don't. Just remember that you keep hearing radio is the only thing that's free, but they have commercials and sponsors, and we don't have that because we didn't. Those people would not stand the attacks that they would get.
So they would go right after them, wouldn't they? Yep.
They would go after them.
Okay, Wallace in Georgia just pledged 100. Thank you, Wallace in Georgia. Alrighty, we need someone to match all of those. Yes, there was three of us this week that pledged 1,000. If we could get three people right now to pledge 1,000 out there, would help tremendously. Or if we can get six people to pledge 500, right? Or if we can get 12 people to pledge 250, right, Joe?
Or a whole bunch of our listeners just to send in $20 if 4 or 5% of all the people listening would just donate a little bit. We wouldn't have this situation at all. Many hands make the load lighter, so either way it goes, a few people that are blessed with a good income or, you know, a few hundreds that are just everyday listeners that don't donate.
All right, very good. So we do need to hear from you. We're running out of time for tonight. But I've got to get some articles in real fast because that's why we're here. Another train was derailed today. Crews on the scene in Van Buren Township after train derailed in Dallas. There's been something like 1,200 train derailments. Are you hearing anything about the train derailments? Why isn't that? And you know what, Joe? Here, what's happened here in Ohio and East Palestine, people haven't been talking about it. The mainstream media, at the beginning, they were given like 1 minute to it, some of it less than that. The mainstream media has been very quiet on that. It's only us now. Now it's starting to change because we've been all over it. All the radio's been all over it. And Fox News is all over it. So now that's starting to change. But right now we need 3,800. We're short. So, folks, well, Ernest in Washington just pledged 200. Thank you, Ernest.
Thank you. I was just going to say, Mayor Pete, I hate to call him, you know, what he is. He's been out, no problem, Pete, I call him. He's talking, there are thousands of trail derailments. And, what's he going to do about that? Nothing. Did he say he's got any plan, anything? No, what he's doing, blaming Trump. And I see on Newsweek, we've had over a dozen train derailments this year. I'm talking 2023. We've already had a dozen reported rail wrecks in the U.S. Several of them had dangerous potential chemicals in some of their cars or tanks. And yet the head of the transportation department is that, you know, they want to transport all our oil, shut down the pipelines, and transfer all the oil by rail with all these derailments. I mean, come on, folks, something smells here. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah, Joe, but you have to take in consideration that a lot of those rail tracks are racist. They were laid down by white men, okay?
Oh, must be like the highways, yeah.
Right, and so here, you know, Mayor Pete, he has to have equity, okay? And so, in fact,
equity means, in other words, we have to have as many more birds like they're killing with the windmills. We're going to kill them with the poisons from these wrecks, from the vinyl chloride and the hydrogen chloride and all these things that are seeping in the water, in the ground, and in the air, killing birds. You know, anything that kills a chicken probably is not good for children and other living things, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you know, Mayor Pete's been trying to conceive and have a baby with him and his husband. And so that's one of the things that's taken up a lot of his time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you think about it, folks. This is supposed to be the United States of America. We're having thousands of derailments on one of our main delivery system. They've shut down the pipelines, stopping the flow of oil and energy, natural gas. We're having all these wrecks in our transportation system. You look around at the problems they had with the supply chains and everything else, truck drivers, and hasn't the people figured out there's something really wrong going on? This is not the way our country has worked in the past. It's not what's supposed to be happening. And the politicians are not coming up with solutions to things that happen. Like, have you heard one politician come up with an idea to make rail travel safer? I haven't heard one thing out of the Department of Transportation, any politician. Same thing with our CDC, NIH. Several people have called to have it disbanded, reorganized, but does anybody come up with any solid plan, say this is what we need to do? We're like a lost, you know, puppy dog running around looking for answers and having no idea where to turn. Well, I know where to turn. You turn to the Lord, and we start electing God-fearing, Bible-believing, honest people into our offices, local, state, and federal, and that is the only way we're going to turn things around, period.
We've got to be doers of the word, not just hearers only, deceiving ourselves. And we want to see Stephen, Minnesota, pledges 100, and Roderick in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Roderick. All right, 888, folks. We're running out of time now. 281-1110 or 888-677-9673. How many minutes do we have left there? All righty. 888.
Do I got time for one big story?
Yeah, you've got about 2 minutes you can do. Go
okay,
for it.
Okay, real quickly. Stephen Moore was an economist, worked for Ronald Reagan. He has discovered something. He calls it one of the greatest federal government scandals of all times. We've got huge, like millions of these federal employees. Well, he's found out that only 1 in 3 bureaucrats have been on the job in the office. 1 out of 3 for about the last 2.5 years, they have been at home, and no one has noticed. He's saying, isn't it funny? Here we have 1.9 million federal employees. Most of them make an average of $100,000 a year in salaries and benefits, and all these people haven't even been at work. Did you notice? Has your life changed? Is there any real big effect on your life? And he goes on to say, maybe a lot of these agencies are really not very indispensable like Joe Biden says they are. Maybe we could save billions of dollars, reduce our debt by getting rid of obsolete, irrelevant agencies, department bureaus, or all these people that are being paid that aren't doing anything. You know, what an idea. Cut the workforce in half.
Well, you know what Margaret Thatcher said, Joe? Margaret Thatcher said, socialism works fine until you run out of other people's money, and that's what's happening.
And they're running out of other people's money, aren't they?
Yep. Hal, you've got 4 minutes to tell folks how they can get to heaven and how they can avoid hell so they wouldn't have to spend all eternity with all those liberals.
Okay, well, 4 minutes isn't very long, but I'll try my best. First of all salvation in the Old Testament that was ever given to Israel or anybody else came with repentance first. They had to repent. America's in the situation it's in now because it's been living like the devil. It's accepted abominations like LGBTQ, all kinds of perverseness and everything. They've turned their back on God, kicked God and Bible and prayer out of public schools, and then they can't wonder why the devil got in and why we're in the mess we're in. The federal antichrist government that you got in, the communist government that we got running this country now, would have never got in if people would have not turned their back on the Lord and not taking hold of abominations left and right. And people got to repent, both as individuals, as a nation, to get in God's salvation. God isn't going to save us to have us turn around and continue living like the devil and thumbing our nose in his face and saying, you know, just hang around till we need you. No, you got to turn to God in repentance and faith. When Jesus died at Calvary, God was allowing him to pay the payment on that cross for every sin you and I have ever done, no matter what it is, no matter how bad it's been. And when you come to God in prayer and repentance about your sin, your sin condition, then Jesus, and ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, he'll do it. But you got to repent. It's not just asking him to come into your heart and saying, I'm just going to keep living like the devil, like the average, you know, Catholic going to confession every Sunday, and it's a big joke the minute they get out, go back to the same old ways and everything, no repentance, no salvation in the first place. But God wants you to repent and receive Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood for our salvation. And it says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is Jesus speaking. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you want salvation, it's not by being a religious Protestant, Catholic, or anything else like that. Your religion does not get you saved. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ where you have received him in repentance and faith as your personal Savior, asking him to come into your heart and save you. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So repentance is coming to God and asking him to forgive you of all your ungodly sins, being sorry about them, and asking Jesus to come into your heart. And he says he will. The Bible says, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want that salvation, you can have it right now. God hears me talking to you right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. He says salvation is a free gift, Ephesians 2:8-9. So if you want Jesus in your heart, you can do it right now in a simple prayer of faith. Pray this prayer with me. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood to save my soul. He paid the price with his blood to wash away my sins. And right now, Lord God, I ask you to come into my heart and give to me the payment you paid for me on that cross so I can have eternal life. And help me to live for you. Read the Bible daily, pray daily, walk with you, and lead others to you. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
All right. Amen. Very, very good. Amen. And you got all that right from God's Word, the Bible, right?
Sure did.
And does God know what he's talking about? Yep. Yeah. All righty. We're out of time for tonight. But we're going to be here until midnight. We're going to be here 7 more minutes. The phones are still on at 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673, folks. We got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you because, we got to hear from you if we're going to stay in the air. We only have one more night this week to raise money. We're way far behind from what we need. So, again, we'll be here at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Until tomorrow, because we're out of time for tonight. We're completely out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.